Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Pei Dalet. And we are beginning, actually, on Pei Dalet, Amud Aleph, but I want to chazer back. So let's go back to the end of Pei Gimel Amud Beis, about 9 lines from the bottom. We had the scenario where you have the upper courtyard, the porch area, and the people in the lower courtyard. And you have a platform that is in between them. So you have Lezeb Shoshal, the top porch area, they have to reach down to this. It is more than 10 tefachim away from them, and they have to do shoshul. They have to lower something down there. Lezeb Zrika, it is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, so the bottom people have to go and throw it up there. So neither one has a pesach to it, because it's not within 10 tefachim of either of them. So therefore, one has to lower it, and one has to throw up to it. So what's the halacha? Mai? So in this situation, Rav said, I'm a Rav, shneim asurin. Each one ruins it for the other one. Neither one has a clear advantage over the other one. Shoshul is not better than Zrika. Zrika is not better than Shoshul. Shmuel, however, disagrees. Shmuel Amar, nos no so lezeh sheba Shoshul. He says that the one that's lowering objects onto this area has the rights to it, because shelezeh tashmisho benachas, uzeh tashmisho bekosha, because it's easier to lower than it is to throw up. And therefore, the people in the top area, in the porch area, they have the rights to it, because for them it's easier, and we have the general rule, v'chol dovish tashmisho lezeh benachas, v'lezeh bekosha, nos no so lezeh she tashmisho benachas, and not to the people that have tashmisho bekosha. So this is a fundamental machlokas over here between Rav and Shmuel. How do we view Shoshul versus Zrika? Rav says they're equivalent, and Shmuel says that Shoshul is better than Zrika. That is the fundamental machlokas that we're going to be discussing all shiur today between Rav and Shmuel. So yesterday, we tried to bring a raya from the following case. Tonight, we learned in our Mishnah that it said, in this situation where you have Anshi Chotzer, Anshi Mepesis, you have the people in the top area and the people in the lower area. The low Eruv, they each made their own separate Eruv, but we, as we learned in the Mishnah, they didn't make an Eruv together. So anything, kol shegavoa sara tvachim lemar pesis, anything that is higher than 10 tvachim from the ground, and it's within 10 tvachim of the upper area, so that goes to the mar pesis, that goes to the people in the upper area, because they have a pesach, and the other side has to throw up, so therefore pesach always beats zrika. On the other hand, if it's pachos mikan, it's less than 10 tefachim, so it's more than 10 tefachim away from the top area, and it's less than 10 tefachim from the bottom area, so then the bottom area gets, because they have a Pesach, and the top area has Shoshul. Pesach always beats Zrika, Pesach always beats Shoshul. Now, Kosok Daitach, we wanted to at first suggest that when we said the Mar Pesas, it isn't the final answer which I've been using till now, which it means that it's actual people living on the porch, but Kosok Daitach, my Mar Pesas, what is the Mar Pesas? It means Bnei Aliyah, it means people living actually above the Mar Pesas. So they have to go down and lower it all the way down. And why they call people living in the Mar Pesas? They're really living in the Aliyah. My Korule, my Bachetz Korule Mar Pesas, the Kosolki be Mar Pesas, because they go down to the Mar Pesas. Fine. Now, Alma, we see over here that from the top, Kol Zeh B'Shoshul, Ul Zeh B'Zrika, Nosin Sol Zeh B'Shoshul. So here, this seems to be a riot to Shmuel, who says as follows. The top people, it's more than 10 tefachim away from them, and they do with Shoshul. The bottom people, it's more than 10 tefachim away from them, they do it bezrika. And yet we said, we give it to the top people. So it seems to be a riot to Shmuel that when you have Shoshul versus Zrika, then Shoshul wins. So the Gemara says, no, Kidam Rav Huna, we're not talking about the people living in the Bnei Aliyah. They're actually living in Osan Adar and Bimar Pesis, and it's within 10 tefachim of them. And therefore, they have clearly a Pesach versus Zrika. Pesach always wins against Zrika. So you can't bring me a riot to this. Rav would say that Shmuel is correct. Now, this statement that Rav Huna just made, we're actually going to learn in today's shiur. So we're saying, just like Rav Huna said in that situation, we're not dealing with people living on the second floor. We're dealing with people living actually on the porch level. So Hochanami, Lo'osan Adar B'mar Pesis. So too over here, the people on the top floor are not the Bnei Aliyah, but are the Mar Pesis. And therefore, it's within 10 tefachim of them. For them, it's a Pesach. And from the bottom, it's Zrika. Pesach beats Zrika, according to everybody, and there's no riot to Shmuel. So there's more a question that. Ihachi, keep on reading in the Mishnah. Ema Seifa. The Seifa, our Mishnah said, Ihachi, Ema Seifa, Pachos Mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim, L'chotzer, it goes to the Chotzer. Now, how come that should be the case? Am I? Lozebe Pesach, Lozebe Pesach. It's within 10 tefachim of the people on the porch, and it's within 10 tefachim of the people in the Chotzer. So it should be a Pesach versus a Pesach, and it should be the same. Why do we say that the Chotzer gets it? That doesn't seem to be correct. So Gemara says, no, what does it mean when we said in the Mishnah that it's Pachos Mikan Lechotzer? My Lechotzer, it means Af Lechotzer. It means not only do the top people get it because it's within 10 Tvach them, but also the bottom people get it because it's now within 10 Tvachim of them. And it's Pesach versus a Pesach, and therefore it is equal, and therefore each one ruins it for the other one. Ushnei and Asurin. That's where we left off yesterday. Just quick Chazara. Now we pick up. Hochanami Mistavra. This makes sense. Why? Look further. Midikotani Sefer, because it said in the Sefer, Bamedvar Mamurim, how did we define it? We said it's Bismucha, only if it's within a distance of 4 Tfachim from the top. If this post or whatever it is that you're putting things onto in the Chotzer is within 4 Tfachim of the top Mirpesis from a horizontal point of view, then Bismucha. Avo b'mufleges, if it's more than 4 tvachim away, then afilu gavoa yu tvachim lechotzer. Even if it's more than 10 tvachim, we give it to the chotzer. Now, why is that? My lechotzer, what does it mean, you're giving it to the chotzer? Ilemo, if you're telling me it means lechotzer, period, vishare, that the chotzer gets it, that's the end of the discussion. So then why am I? Rishuso de tavayhu. It's within 10 tvachim of both. So why shouldn't the top area have an equal right to it than any less than the bottom area? So therefore, it must mean that elamai lechotzer, it means af lechotzer. It means also to the chotzer. The top area doesn't automatically get it, but the bottom area is entitled to it as well. And therefore, ushnehem asurim. So that proves that it means that both of them are asur. Now, in this situation, hochanami, our case also, my lechotzer, what does it mean? Af lechotzer, ushnei asurim. So this is hochanami mistavra. This makes sense to learn it the way we just did, that in fact, both of them have equal rights to it, and Rav would say, when you have one with shilshul, the top has shilshul, and the bottom has zrika, so then in this situation, we can't give it to either one, they're equal, not like Shmuel. Rav says they're equal, and therefore shnei asurim, each one ruins it for the other. Oh, this is a good riot. Shema Mina. Gemara continues, again, trying to resolve, is Rav right, is Shmuel right? In our basic machlokis over here, Shilshul versus Zrika, Rav says that they're equivalent, and Shmuel says that Shilshul is better than Zrika, and therefore the side that has Shilshul would have predominance because it's kosher for the side that has Zrika, and it's nachas, the nichale, for the side that has only Shilshul. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, it told us the next case in the Mishnah was when you have the heaped up dirt around the pit or a rock. These are heaped up areas that are in the courtyard. And again, you can see diagrams of this in both the Pirushchai and in the Illustrated Gemara. Pirushchai, the basic diagram is on page 170, diagram number 29, and there'll be subsequent diagrams as well. And the Illustrated Gemara, it can be on page 93 in diagram 279, and there'll be subsequent diagrams as well. So what's the facts here? Both this, either the chulya sabor, the heaped up dirt, or the rock, shehein givo nasor, they're more than 10 tefachim off the ground in the middle of the chotzer, so then they therefore belong to the marpeses, because the marpeses is a pesach, it's within 10 tefachim of the marpeses, so they have a pesach, versus the other ground people have zrika, and pesach always beats zrika. Pachos mikan. However, if it's less than 10 tvachim, if the chuyas habor or the seller only goes up 8 tvachim, 9 tvachim, so then lechotzer, it belongs to the chotzer. Now, in the first case here, when we said that if it was more than 10 tvachim from the ground, aren't we dealing with it's more than 10 tvachim from the top people as well? I already gave you the answer that it's within 10 tvachim of the top people, but the hava mean is that we're dealing with the people living not on the marpesis level, but in the attic or the second story level above the porch area. And therefore, the assumption that we're making right now is that, in fact, it's going to be shilshul from the people in the Bnei Aliyah, because it's more than 10 tefachim away from them, and it's going to be zrika, the people in the chotzer. And yet, the Mishnah says in this situation, it goes to the top people. In other words, Shmuel would say, shilshul defeats zrika, and shilshul is considered benachas, and the zrika is considered bekasha. Araya to Shmuel, kasha on Rav. So here's where Rav Huna said a statement that we had earlier in the shiur today. In yesterday's shiur, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Osan Adorim B'Marpesis. It's not talking about the people in the Bnei Aliyah. It's talking about people living on the Marpesis level. For them, it's within 10 Tvachim. So it's Pesach versus Rika, and Pesach defeats Rika. Gemara says, okay, Tenach Sela, I can understand the Sela. However, Bor, my Ikalim Emer, a Bor it's 10 tefachim deep, so it can't be within 10 tefachim of the people, even if they're living on the marpesis level. So therefore, for them, it's shoshul. And for the people on the ground, it's going to be zrika. So here you clearly see that shoshul defeats zrika. So how can you tell me that, Rav, that they're equal? Here you see clearly like Shmuel. So Gemara says, no, not necessarily so. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak, the son of Yehuda, says, Hocha bibor mileya maya maskinen. We're dealing with a pit that is filled up with water. If you're having trouble imagining this, you can see this in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 35 on page 172, or in the Illustrated Gemara on page 94, diagram number 280. So this pit is filled up with water. So you're not going to the bottom of the pit, so it's not more than 10 tefachim away. It's from the top of the pit. The top of the pit is within 10 tefachim of the upper level, so the upper level is still considered, the marpesis level is still considered a pesach, and pesach defeats srika that the bottom level has to do to get to the top water of the pit. Gemara says, but as soon as you take out water from the pit, you're going to take away some of the water, and eventually you're going to be more than 10 tefachim away. So eventually it's going to be shoshul, and eventually it's going to be shoshul versus zrika. And the Mishnah says that we give it to the shoshul over the zrika. So Gemara says, no. Kivan dechimalya sharya ki chasra nami sharya. We say, no, since if it had been filled up, so then it's a pesach, so then we view it all the time as being filled up, even after you've depleted the water by carrying out some of the water. So Gemara says, no, adirabba, you should view it the other way around. Kivan deki chosra asira, if it didn't have water in there, you used up all the water, it would be asir, so then you should say, kimaya nami asira, then even if it's filled up, you should say it's asir. Why do you say that if it's filled up, so we view it even when it's still going to be filled up, even when the water is gone? So no, say no, view it when it's filled up. Since if the water is gone, there's going to be no water there, so then view it even when it's filled as if there's no water there. Why is your way better than this way? Someone says, you're right. Taka, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda's answer is a problematic answer. So therefore, Abaye gives the following teretz. El Omer Abaye, Hocha Bibor Mileya Peiro Saskinon. You know what? We're dealing here with a pit that is filled up with fruits. And again, if you can need the diagram to look at this, you can see this in the Pirush Chai on 172, diagram number 37. And we're dealing here with not water being filled up, but fruits filling up this pit. And therefore, it's from the top of the pit, it's going to be within 10 tefachim of the marpeses. So that's a pesach. From the ground level up to the top level of the pit, it's going to be zrika. It's more than 10 tefachim. And pesach defeats zrika, no kasha on rav. Where it says, but again, why is this any different than the water? The hachasre, when you go take out some of the fruits, so that it's going to deplete down. And therefore, again, like we said before, kiven the chichasra asira, kimal yinami asira. Since if you took away the fruits, you'll now have more than 10 tefachim from the top level, so we should view it all the time as if the fruits are taken away. So how does it help us that their fruits filled up over here right now? If you take them away, it won't be filled up. So Gemara says, no, you know what we're dealing over here? We're dealing with muktza fruit. What's muktza fruit? Bitivla. We're dealing over here with fruit that's tevel. You're not allowed to take it away. It's muktza. It's also to move it. So therefore, it's going to stay full the entire time. If it's going to stay full the entire time, so therefore, it is within 10 tefachim of the marpesis level people. It's more than 10 tefachim away from the ground people, the chotzer people. So the top level, it's a pesach. The bottom level, it's zrika. And therefore, pesach defeats zrika. Everybody agrees to that. And Rav says, I have no problem from the Mishnah. That's the scenario that is talking about. And I'll show you that this is right, the Gemara says, Dai Konami, because look at the comparison, look at the Hekish over here. We had in the Mishnah, Chuyas HaBor and Sela listed together. Diktani Dumya de Sela, therefore it comes to teach us that just like the rock is Muktza, so too the fruits over here are Muktza as well. Oh, Shmami no, that's a good Diuk, and therefore Abaye's Teretz is a good Teretz. So the Gemara just has one question. So according to Abaye's Teretz, they're both dealing with the same thing. Chuyas HaBor and the Sela are the exact same thing. So Lomeli Lemisna Bor, but Lomeli Lemisna Sela. Just tell me one and don't tell me the other. The Gemara says, Tzricha, you need to tell me both of them. Because Diyashminan Sela, if you only told me the case of the rock, then I would have said, okay, there's no reason to make any sort of Xeri. We'll see in a moment what the Xeri is. The Leka Lemigzar. However, if you only told me the case of the Bor, I will Bor. So you know what I would have said? The bar is filled with fruits. We're dealing here with fruits that are muktzah because they're tevel. But what about if you didn't have fruits that are muktzah, that are tevel, and you had good, eligible chulin fruit? So I might have thought, if you had the case only of the bar, that we should ligzor, zimnim demaya peros misukanim. We should make exera on the fruits that are tevel because of fruits that are not tevel. Since you could take the fruits that are not tevel, we should make exera not to allow this to be an acceptable Pesach for the upper level people, because If it had not been Tevel, it could get depleted and therefore wouldn't be a good Pesach. It would be Shoshal. So I might have thought you should make such a Gzeira, Tzricha. That's why I had to tell me both the case of the boar and the case of the rock. Oh, very good. Still, we still have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel with no resolution as to who is right. Rav again says that Shoshal and Zrika are equal. And Shmuel says, no, Shoshal is better. It's easier to use than Zrika. Toshma, try to learn the following brisa. You have people living in the Chatzar, and here you have people living in the Aliyah, in the second story level. And each one made their own Erev with each other. The Chatzar people made their own Erev, Chatzeres. The Aliyah people made their own Erev, Chatzeres, but they did not make a single Erev together. So now, we're dealing here with a wall. We'll see it has projections coming out of the wall, and you can see this in the diagrams in the Pirush Chai on page 173, diagram number 38, and eventually number 39. And you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara, diagram number 281 on page 94. So you have these projections coming out of the wall. That's how we'll be saying that you can use the wall. We don't know that yet. The Gemara will tell that to us in a second. So the situation is you have this wall that is between the Anshei Chotzer and the people in the Aliyah. So each of them has access to these projections that will be coming out of the wall. And again, you can see this very clearly in the diagrams that I just mentioned. So what's the din? Anshei Chotzer mishtamshim be'asor ha'tachtonim. The Anshei Chotzer have full rights. For them, it's a Pesach to use these projections that come out of the wall that are within 10 tefachim of the ground. So for them, it's going to be Pesach. For the people above, it's going to be Shoshal. So Pesach defeats Shoshal. Likewise, the Anshei Aliyah mishtamshim be'asor ha'yonim. The top projections that come out of the wall, the Anshei Aliyah, the people living in Aliyah, it's within 10 tefachim of them, so for them it's a Pesach, and the people below in the Chatzah, it's for them it's Zrika to use these projections, so certainly a Pesach defeats Zrika. So what again are we talking about? Okay, Ketzad, the Gemara tells us now, it's Ziz Yotzei Minakosel. We're talking about projections that are coming out of the wall, and that's what we're talking about. Lamata Me'asor L'Chatzah, Lamal Me'asor L'Aliyah. Any ones that are within 10 tefachim from the ground, the people on the ground get it. And anything within 10 tefachim of the top, the people from the top get it. Again, it's Pesach versus Shoshal or Pesach versus Rika. But the Gemara now asks, what about all the area that's not between 10 tefachim from the top or from the bottom? That assuming there is an area in between, there's more than 10 tefachim from the bottom and it's more than 10 tefachim from the top. That's what's called Beini Beini. So Gemara seems to suggest, the Beini Beini is Aser. Since it doesn't mention that specifically, doesn't it imply that neither the top or the bottom has the rights to that? If there are projections, this middle board, as you can see in the diagrams, if that middle board is more than 10 tefachim from the top and more than 10 tefachim from the bottom, so neither one gets it. That's exactly like Rav said. One from the top is Shoshal, from the bottom is Zrika. Neither one gets it because they're equivalent. Exactly like Rav said, Kashon Shmuel. On Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, no, we're not dealing with this Beini Beini. There is no Beini Beini. The entire height of this wall with the projections is less than 20 tefachim. Hocha b'kosel tisha asor askina. It means less than 20. It means 19. It could be 19.9 or it could be 15. It doesn't make a difference. It's just less than 20. That's the critical factor here. So we're dealing with a wall between the Aliyah, the people living on the second level, and the people living on the ground. That this boards that come out from here are all going to be in this 20, less than 20 tefach area. So that's what we're dealing with. Bekosel tisha osor askinan. The ziz yotzi mimenu, and the projections that come out from this wall. Rashi points out that these projections all have to be at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, otherwise it'll be a makom tur. And therefore, both sides could use them, because the makom tur, we said both sides can use. So we're dealing here that these are a separate reshus. These boards that come out are at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. And therefore, it depends on their height. So if we say over here that lemato me'asora lozeh bepesach lozeh b'shulshul, so the ones that are within 10 tefachim of the ground, they belong to the ground because it's more than 10 tefachim away. Let's say it's 19 tefachim. So if it's 8 tefachim from the ground, so it's 8 tefachim from the ground and 11 tefachim from the top. So the ground is 8 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim, it's a Pesach. The top, it's 11 tefachim, which is more than 10 tefachim, and therefore for them it's Shoshal. So in this situation, the ground gets it. And likewise, if it's Lamala Me'asara, so it's more than 10 tefachim from the ground. It's 11 tefachim from the ground, so it's more than 10, so it's going to be Zrika. And if it's 11 tefachim from the ground, it's only 8 tefachim from the top, because the whole top is 19. So therefore, it's going to be a Pesach for the top. L'mal mi'asara, l'zeb Pesach, l'zeb Zrika. And that's why Shmuel says it's not a kasha, because we're not dealing with any Beni Beni. If in fact there had been Beni Beni, so then I would be right. The top would get it because of Shoshol beating Zrika. But that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. We turn to the Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Toshma, we'll try to bring a right for the following case. Again, we're still trying to say, who's right, Rav or Shmuel? Toshma, Shnei Gizustros, Zulam Alamizu. Now here again, there are wonderful diagrams in the Pirush Chai and in the Illustrated Gemara. In the Pirush Chai, you can see these diagrams on page 173, in diagram number 40, and eventually 41. And in the Illustrated Gemara, you see very beautiful diagrams of this on page 94, diagram number 282, and subsequently we'll look at diagrams number 283 and 284 as well. So the scenario here is as follows. You have these two projections, gezusteros, that are like porches, balconies, that come out of a wall. So these different apartments, the top group of apartments and the bottom group of apartments. So there's a doorway coming out to this projection from the top group of apartments, and there's a doorway coming out to this projection for the bottom apartments. They're not equivalent. They're not on the same height. The top people are higher than the bottom people. Now, we had said a very important din earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud Beis. Rashi tells us, he reminds us, Kalhu Sheikilu Chachomim B'mayim. The rabbis made a very special kula when it comes to water because of the essentialness of water. And all of these dinim are derabbanan, midaraisa. You're allowed to go and pull up the water from the Carmelis into the Rishus HaYochid. So the rabbi said, no, you can't do this, but they're going to make a kula in regards to water. And that is Shemechitza Teluya Materes Ben. If you remember back from then, we had it a number of times in the Masechta, but it was first found in Daf Yud Beis, that if you make a Mechitza, in other words, you enclose underneath the balcony, but not going all the way down to the water. If it goes all the way down to the water, then it's a real valid Mechitza. But here we just have what's called the hanging Mechitza. Again, you can see this clearly in both of the diagrams that I just mentioned. If you have this balcony, so it's at least 4 Tzvachim by 4 Tzvachim in length and width, and the height is at least 10 tefachim of this mechitza that you have underneath the balcony. So therefore, it is called a mechitza teluya. And we view it because of the principle of good ochis, that the walls can be extended downwards. That is, it's if this mechitza goes all the way down into the water. So now, you're dealing with, from your own rishus hayochid, into the water, underneath your mechitza, which is your own rishus hayochid. That's the scenario that we're talking about. So you have these two gezusteros, Zulam Alamizu, back to the Gemara, and Asul L'Elyona, only the Elyona has a hole in their porch, in their balcony over here, the platform, and they made a Mechitza Tluya around this hole on the bottom, below Asul L'Tachtona, but the other one did not do this. Now, they're within reach of each other. The people could go from the lower balcony to the upper balcony via Zrika. So, what's the halacha? Shtei in asuros, ad shi arvu. In this situation, the bottom balcony would have to get to the top balcony and use that hole in it and the mechitza tluya via zrika. Again, you can see this very clearly in the diagrams. They're basically tossing their bucket with a rope attached to it up to the top balcony and then down into the hole. Whereas the top people just have straight down shilshul. So it's Shoshul versus, really, Zrika plus Shoshul, but we ignore that it's also plus Shoshul. And it says in this situation, Shteyen Asuros Achiyarbu. If they don't make an Erech Haseres together between the top balcony people and the bottom balcony people, so then the bottom balcony will rule it for the top balcony. Shteyen Asuros. So even though it's Zrika versus Shoshul, we say that they're equivalent. Oh, Haraya to Rav. This is exactly like Rav, and it's a Kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel should say the top balcony should win because they have Shoshul. The bottom balcony has to do it via Zrika, also plus Shoshul. But it's Zrika versus Shoshul. Shmuel should say the top should win, but the Braisa says that they each ruin it for each other, like Rav said. So Kasha and Shmuel, Haraya to Rav. Shmuel says not necessarily. Amar Ravada Barava. Ravada Barava explains, you know what we're dealing with over here? B'boyin b'nei tachtona derech alyona l'malos. The people on the bottom level are able to go and walk up to the top level. It's not really that they need to do Zrika. It's for them also only Shoshul. How is that? So there's a ladder in between them. You can see this clearly in the diagrams of the Pirush Chai on page 174, diagram number 42. And you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram number 283 on page 95. So they're able to walk from their balcony to the upper balcony. So therefore, they don't need Zrika. It's for them Shoshul as well. So since the bottom balcony is Shoshul, the top balcony is Shoshul, that's why Shmuel says, according to Rav Ada Bar Rava, that Shneim Asurin. They didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, so therefore, each one ruins it for the other, because they both Shoshul versus Shoshul, and therefore, neither one can win. That's what Rav Ada Bar Rava says. That's teretz number one for Shmuel. Abai gives a different teretz. Abai Amar, Kigon, the Kaimin Besoch Asara de Hadade. Now here we introduce a new idea that if they're within 10 tefachim of each other, the heights over here are within 10 tefachim of each other, the lower balcony is within 10 tefachim of the upper balcony, so we don't view it as being a entity that is a separate rishus, so to say. It's considered one entity, and therefore each one ruins it for the other. Even though you don't have a ladder in between them, the fact that it's within asara of each other, it's within 10 tefachim of each other, so it's not considered a separate entity. And even though the bottom one has to do zrika and the top one has to do shoshul, but it's not considered that they're two separate entities. And therefore, in this situation, where there's less than 10 tefachim distance, vertical height between the lower and upper balcony, so therefore there's a special din here that they ruin it for each other. Betoch asara dehadode. They're within 10 of each other, and therefore, in this situation, the normal rules of Shoshul defeating Zrika don't apply. That's what Abai says as a teretz. And he says further, V'lo m'boye kamar. And our Mishnah gave us this case. It didn't need to tell us this case and not something else. V'lo m'boye kamar. It didn't have to tell us the following. V'lo m'boye. It doesn't have to tell us asul l'tachtona v'lo asul elyona dasiri. Not only in a case where if the bottom people made it and the top people didn't make it, would we say the kiva dibego yud the hadodi kaimin, that if it's within 10 tefachim in this situation of each other in the vertical height asul nadode, certainly if the top one is going down to the bottom one and it's within 10 tefachim, so we say in that situation that the top one is going to ruin it for the bottom one. El afilu, even the other way around. Asul el yona, velo asul el tachtona. It's much more difficult to go up the less than 10 tefachim than it is to go down. We still say in this situation, I might have thought, kiven de lezeh benachas, lezeh bekosha. It's much easier for the people in the upper balcony to use the water than it is for the people in the lower balcony to use the water. And I might have thought, in this situation, we should give it to the upper balcony because for them it's easy to use it. Kamash Malan, that we don't say that. And that's a biased proof to this concept of Kivan, the Kaiman, Besoch, Asara, the Hadade. If two areas are within 10 tefachim of each other in the vertical height, they're considered as one entity to a certain extent, and therefore one will ruin it for the other, even though one has Shoshul and one has Zilzul, according to Shmuel. It's only if they're more than 10 tefachim away from each other that we give the priority to Shoshul over the Zrika. Kamash Malan. Kivan, the bego asara kaiminon, since they're within 10 tefachim, asrana dodi, one ruins it for the other. That's teretz number two, that's Abai's teretz, to explain why Shmuel would say this is the exception to the rule that Shoshul normally defeats Zrika. And, in fact, I'll show you that this is right. Abai says, kiho domer of Nachman and Shmuel. If in the following case, you can see in the diagram next to footnote number 15 in the art scroll, and you can see diagrams of this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 95, diagram number 285, and also, and this is actually a little bit more complicated diagram to understand, in the Pirish Chai on page 174, diagram number 44. So I'm going to mostly use the one in the art scroll or the one in the Illustrated Gemara. They're exactly the same. The one in the Pirish Chai is a little bit different in terms of where the Gog is. So let's keep it consistent, and we'll use the diagram in the art scroll on footnote number 15, or the Illustrated Gemara in diagram number 285. And what you basically have over here is you have a gag, which is like a platform in between a Rishus HaRabim and also a Marpeses on the bottom, and an Aliyah, a second floor, above the gag. The gag is not the rooftop, and you can clearly see where the steps are in the art scroll Gemara, or where it clearly is labeled gag in the Illustrated Gemara. So that platform in the middle is what we're dealing with. And that platform is accessible from three places. Through the ladder, it's accessible to the people living on the second floor, and just right off the Gog, there is this Marpeses, and also separate from that is a Rishus HaRabim. So all three of these areas are involved with this Gog. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel said the following. Gog has Samuch Rishus HaRabim. This Gog, this platform, is next to the Rishus HaRabim. And it's also next to this Marpeses area. So it also is next to the Aliyah. So Sarich Sulam Kavul Atiro. If you want to have this area usable to the people in the Aliyah, you need to have a permanent ladder over there. That establishes that this area belongs to them, between the Gog and the second story. If you have a permanent ladder, so then they're allowed to use this area to carry from the Aliyah onto this area, and from this Aliyah onto the Mirpeses. It's all considered one area for them, because there's a Sulam Kavua over there. So the Gemara says, Sulam Kavua in, only if there's a permanent ladder over there, that demonstrates that this area is connected to the Aliyah, to the second story, but that's only a Sulam Kavua. Sulam Aroi, lo. But if there's only a temporary ladder, there's something that's movable, we don't consider them connected. Now why not? My timer. Isn't it because La Mishum the Kibbut the Besoch Asor the Hadadi Kaiminon Kaimi Asur Nadadi? Isn't it because the Rishus HaRabim is within 10 Tvachim over here? So if you don't have this permanent ladder here demonstrating that the top area is attached to the Aliyah and not to Rishus HaRabim, so then even though it's easier for the people in the Aliyah to use this Gog, people in the Marpeses to use this Gog, but since the Rishus HaRabim is within 10 Tvachim of this, it's a low-lying Gog, it's a low-lying platform. And therefore, in this situation, it's within 10 Tvachim, so therefore, they ruin it for each other. That's why, if you don't have a permanent ladder, it's ruined, exactly like Abaye says. But this is not a good raya. Maskev l'Rapapa, Rapapa says, who says? V'dilma kishirabim mekatsvin alav. You know, we're talking about over here that it's very, very easy to use in this situation from the Rishus HaRabim. They can easily put their hats down over here. You can see a nice picture of this on page 96 of the Illustrated Gemara, diagram number 286, or in the Pirush Chai, you can see this on page 174 in diagram number 45. The people from the Rishus HaRabim can very easily place their hats or their sudar, their kerchiefs, their property easily over here. Bekumsa v'sudra, they can easily use this area since it's so easily used. Kisharabim makasla bekumsa v'sudra. That's why this is a unique situation. It's no different. They both have benachas to use this area. So therefore, and this Rishus HaRabim has benachas, and the upper area, the Aliyah, because of the permanent ladder, also has easy access, so both of them is benachas. Both of them have essentially a Pesach over here, and therefore neither one has priority over the other one. So you can't bring me a raya from here that this is because of Besoch Asorah, the Hadadeh Kaimeh. They're considered all together. This is a unique case. You can't bring any raya to Abaye's proof. Gemara continues, says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Bar Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. You turn to Pehei Amud Aleph. If you have a pit that is between two Chatzeros, there's water in this pit. If it's mufleges mikoso zehar ba'ah, it's further away from each wall by at least four tvachim. So you have a wall and a chatzer on one side, a wall and a chatzer on the other side, and you have this pit filled with water in the middle, and it's a distance of four tvachim from each wall. So mikoso zehar ba'ah, mikoso zehar ba'ah. You can see diagrams of this in the art scroll next to footnote number 2, and you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 96, diagram number 287, and you can see this as well in the Pirush Chai on page 176, diagram number 51, and all of these are basically showing us the same thing, that you have this pit of water that is within each of the two walls, and behind them there's a window, and you have the people in the chatzah, so the chatzah to the right and the chatzah to the left. So what's the din? Motzi ziz kol shehu. Each side can bring out some sort of a platform from their window, from their Pesach, any size amount, umamale, and then can use from this platform down into the pit to go and bring up the water from this pit. Rashi explains in Dibra Maskus, Motzi ziz kol shehu. Mikoslo, they stand out from their window, from their wall, ad labor until the bor, until the pit, umamale derech halono, and then they can lower down something through their window, through this platform, into the water. V'kenzeh, each side does this. The kiv of the mufleg is dalit, since they're more than dalit tvachim away from the water, lo shalte bei le'osur zeh al zeh, neither side can ruin it for the other side, or v'shum sheyehei rishus l'shineyem b'mavoy nami leka. The bottom area where the pit is, as you can see in the diagram, clearly in the illustrated Gemara, that's an enclosed area. Nobody has access to that area, and there are no people living there. Shein diurein pesuchim lechatzer, their doors don't open up into this chatzer. Lot says for love will be regal, so nobody can get in there. And therefore, vein tashmishu mekach, it's not used in this way. Elo derech avir, the only way you use this pit is from their windows. Ubedinhu the diznami loli bar, they wouldn't even need this projection. El Mishum Heker B'Yama, just to make it a reminder to everybody that you just can't go into this area. Shelo Yishtamshu B'Rishus Acheres So Shnayim. So in another situation, you shouldn't use this area in between two courtyards below Erev, unless they made an Erev Chatzeros. And therefore, Mishum Hachi Mesaknei Hachapurta. We have to make this projection to be as a reminder, as we had this learned earlier in Perek HaZorik in Maseches Shabbos. So therefore, in this situation, the opinion of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is that just you need some sort of a projection, ziz kosho, that's fine. And Rav Yehuda Didei, this the first statement he made in the name of Shmuel, his Rabbi, but here, Rav Yehuda Didei, he said in his own name, Amar Afilu Kanya, it just has to be something to be recognizable. It doesn't have to be something substantive like the ziz, it could even be a kanya, a reed, that would be fine, because Rashi says, the lo minka kulihai shari. Even though it's not as recognizable, it's enough of a hacker, and this will allow it to be a perfectly good usage of both sides. This is a tough shear, but this we conclude today's shear.